And taking a look at sports, starting off with the boys' state basketball tournament. It was the Kemper Catholic Knights out of the Hawkeye 10 coming up just short in the semifinal round in Class 2A yesterday as they fall to Pella Christian 64-61. And now Kemper will move on to play in the consolation final here this morning against Comanche. That'll tip off at 11:45 there at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Pella Christian moves on to face Western Christian in the 2A championship coming up tonight at 8:05. And it was teams kind of going back and forth throughout the end of the game. Kemper made a nice run to take a lead at the beginning of the fourth quarter, but the two teams would trade leads a couple of times. It was Kemper getting it tied up with 1:11 left to go in the game with a couple of free throws. But then David Kamarinski scored the next four for the Eagles, and Kemper got a layup by Parker Batting to get within two, and then the Eagles knocked down a couple of free throws, and Sam Owen hit a three with 7 seconds left to cut the lead to one. A couple more free throws for the Eagles helped them get a three-point lead again, and then Owen's 40-footer at the buzzer came up short, and that's how the game ended. Parker Batting scored 15 points to lead the Knights, while Jacob Schaefer had 13 points in that game. And as we mentioned, Kemper Catholic will now be playing in the consolation final here this morning at 11:45 here today against Comanche. Also, in other scores from the state tournament yesterday in the 1A semifinals, it was Gladbrook Rhinebeck beating previously unbeaten North Lynn 58-53. Grandview Christian was a 45-36 winner over Remsen St. Mary's. So it'll be Gladbrook Rhinebeck and Grandview Christian in the state final there in Class 1A later on here tonight. And a Class 2A yesterday, as we mentioned, that Pella Christian 64-61 win over Kemper Catholic, and then Western Christian rolled over Comanche 94-44. And the 3A semifinals, it was Cedar Rapids Xavier beating Waverly Shellrock 47-41 in overtime. Came down to the wire there in that one, but Cedar Rapids Xavier, the defending champions, back in the state final there in Class 3A. And they'll take on Sergeant Bluff Luton, who is a 72-59 winner over West Delaware, who was also previously unbeaten. So all the unbeatens have been knocked out now here in the state tournament, or at least have been beaten now as they head into consolation final play. The 1A consolations at 10 o'clock this morning as North Lynn will take on Remsen St. Mary's, and the 2A consolation at 11:45, as we mentioned, between Kemper Catholic and Comanche. And then we'll have the 4A semifinals this afternoon at 1:30. Iowa City West faces Cedar Rapids Kennedy, and at 3:15, West Des Moines Valley will take on Sioux City East. The 1A championship tonight at 6:05 between Gladbrook Rhinebeck and Grandview Christian, and the 2A state championship at 8:05 to close off the day with Western Christian facing Pella Christian here tonight. And then tomorrow they'll have the 4A and 3A consolation finals along with the state finals for those two classes as well tomorrow. Moving on to college basketball, James Blackman Jr. and Indiana buried Iowa under a barrage of long-distance shots, and the Hoosiers used a huge second half to notch a 95-73 victory on Thursday night at the Big Ten tournament. Indiana used the three-pointer to turn a close game into a rout. It was 48-all before Blackman, Devontae Green, and Josh Newkirk combined to connect five times from behind the arc during a 30-11 blitz. The 10th-seeded Hoosiers will next face 2nd-seeded Wisconsin in the quarterfinals here tonight. Indiana was 3-10 in the Big Ten tournament over the previous 10 years. Indiana went 12-for-20 from three-point range, including 6-for-8 after halftime. Blackman scored 23 points, and Deron Davis added 15. Jordan Bohannon left the 7-seeded Hawkeyes, led them with 24 points. The Hawkeyes entered the tournament with a 4-game winning streak, including victories over Indiana, Maryland, and Wisconsin. Iowa trailed only 43-40 at halftime, but was outscored 52-33 over the final 20 minutes. Iowa's record falls to 18-14 on this season, and their hopes of getting into the NCAA tournament have likely vanished. Monte Morris had 21 points as 23rd-ranked Iowa State cruised to a 92-83 victory over Oklahoma State in the quarterfinal round of the Big 12 tournament yesterday.
So this is a great win. We beat a team that's very good and I think can make a good run in the tournament because of how well they score the ball.
That's Iowa State coach Steve Prohm. It was the Cyclones' third victory over the Cowboys this season and their 10th straight in the series.
I think it's because we can score, you know, so we were able to keep pace and extend leads. And, you know, they kept coming at us. They kept coming at us. But then Donovan hit those back-to-back threes. I think Naz and Matt hit some big threes. And And that was big. Three-point line was big for us. And then Monte kind of closed the game with a couple pull-up jumpers and floaters.
Prohm says the Cyclones push the tempo, and that is when they are at their best.
What I like to do is play with good pace, push the ball, attack in transition against numbers, and then play off drive and kick and drive gaps and move the ball. And when we're doing that, again, we're very tough to guard because our skill level's good. Matt and Ness can really shoot. Monte's terrific at really everything out there on the floor. And then Deontay's just kind of a mismatch guy.
Morris nearly had a triple-double with 10 rebounds and 9 assists.
They was trying to trap me, deny plays that we've been running and was efficient against them. But, you know, we just execute, man. In a late game, you know, our big-time players made shots. You know, all the seniors stepped up and made shots when we needed.
And the Cyclones advanced to today's semifinals, a 6 o'clock game at the Sprint Center in Kansas City. And they'll be taking on a team that was the surprise upset team of the day yesterday. TCU may have played itself into the NCAA men's basketball tournament, and Kansas may have played itself out of a number one seed. The Horned Frogs have advanced to the Big 12 semifinals with that 85-82 win over the top-ranked Jayhawks. Desmond Bain capped his 16-point performance by nailing 3 free throws with 2.5 seconds left to give TCU its 19th victory. The Horned Frogs blew an 11-point halftime lead and trailed 80-76 before closing the game on a 9-2 run. The outcome was secured when Devontae Graham missed a 3-point try at the buzzer. Kenrich Williams had 13 points, Alex Robinson had 13, and Brandon Parrish had 12 for the Horned Frogs. Kansas fell to 28-4 despite Frank Mason's game-high 29 points. The Jayhawks played without star freshman Josh Jackson, who was suspended for the game after being cited for traffic violations. Kansas wasn't the only top 10 team to lose in the Big 12 quarterfinals. Barry Brown finished with 21 points, and DJ Johnson had 13 to send Kansas State past ninth-ranked Baylor 70-64. Brown nailed 6 of 8 free throws after Al Freeman's 3-pointer got the Bears within 64-60 in the final minute of that contest. And also in the other game of the day there in the Big 12, it was West Virginia picking up a 10-point win over Texas. So West Virginia moves on to face Kansas State in the other Big 12 semifinal that will tip off at about 8 o'clock here tonight. In other top 25 games yesterday for conference tournament teams, second-ranked Villanova coasted in the Big East semis as Dante DiVincenzo had a career-high 25 points and Chris Jenkins added 24 as they pounded St. John's 108-67. Also, it was Xavier beating Butler 62-57. UCLA barely advanced to the Pac-12 semis as they escaped with a 76-74 victory over USC. Dylan Brooks contributed 22 points. Oregon dismantled Arizona State 80-57 with a big second half. Arizona reached the semis of the Pac-12 as they picked up a win over Colorado 92-78. North Carolina crushed Miami in the ACC quarter 78-53. Also, number 14 Duke staged a second-half comeback in an 81-77 win over 10th-ranked Louisville in the ACC quarters. Dwayne Bacon scored all but 2 of his 17 points in the second half to lead number 16 Florida State past Virginia Tech 74-68. Notre Dame topped Virginia for the first time since joining the ACC 71-58 in the quarters there of the ACC. And it was the other two games in the top 25 involving those Big 12 teams. That's a look at some of those notes here for you. Also, a note from baseball. The Little League World Series will make room for the major leaguers this summer when the Pittsburgh Pirates and the St. Louis Cardinals play in the first MLB Little League Classic in August. The regular season game between the NL Central rivals on August 20th will coincide with the 2017 Little League World Series in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. The clubs will attend a Little League World Series game during the day and then play at BB&T Ballpark at historic Bowman Field, the home of the Williamsport Crosscutters of the Class A New York Penn League. The Sunday night game will be televised by ESPN. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJN Sports, brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.